The Tao of Self-Confidence, Episode 484.
Welcome to The Tao of Self-Confidence, where I share stories of amazing women who have discovered their inner journey to self-confidence. Visit our website at thetaoofselfconfidence.com. Your inner journey to self-confidence awaits.
Well, hello, friend. Welcome to the Tao of Self-Confidence, where I share stories of amazing women who have discovered their inner journey to self-confidence. I'm your host today, Sheena Yap Chan, and today I have a phenomenal lady on the show today. She is the co-founder of Menstrupedia, and I'm really excited to have her on and share her story with us today. So without further ado, I'm going to introduce you to Aditi Gupta. Aditi, how are you today? Maybe you can fill in a little bit more about yourself to our listeners.
Yes. Thank you, Sheen. Lovely being at your podcast, and hello to all the everybody listening. My name is Aditi. I am based out of India, and I run this initiative. It's called Menstrupedia, where we educate girls and women about menstruation. Periods as such is largely a taboo in our country, not only in our country, but mostly in the South Asian region. And nobody talks about it. In India, what happens is that the whole topic is missing from the curriculum. So girls get their periods by standard 5 or standard 6. And the chapter which talks about menstruation comes only by class 8, 9 or 10. In most of the cases, all these, even if it comes in the curriculum, it is taught in a very, very academic fashion. Like, for example, words like vagina are censored in the book, so nobody knows where the blood is coming from. You know, it's written in a very vague form. In most of the cases, teachers skip the chapter in their school. So girls, most of the girls actually grow up in India looking at their body as impure and something to be shameful of, because menstruation is always spoken in a very hushed way. So yeah, that is pretty much how I grew up, with a lot of stigma around the subject and a lot of restrictions that are imposed upon a girl, and of course not knowing what periods are. So to deal with the taboo and to deal with the awareness that is present everywhere, does not matter whether you come from a rural part of India or whether you come from an urban part of India, it's everywhere. I along with my co-founder, Tuhin Paul, who is my husband also, we started Menstrupedia. We thought that why not create educational tools to make people comfortable to talk about menstruation. And that is how Menstrupedia came into being. We launched a book in 2014. It is called Menstrupedia Comic Book, which is widely used in India and across the world.
Awesome. Well, thanks for sharing then. I think that's a great initiative that you have. You know, I don't think there should be a taboo about, you know, our bodies, especially, you know, it's a part of us. It's something that, you know, is natural to us. And I think talking about it is great, right? If you know, there was nobody in India who's starting it, you're there to start that and educate girls about their bodies. And, you know, something like menstruation is something we go through as women. So thanks for sharing that. And Aditi, what's your cultural background?
I generally represent the middle class of India. My parents are very, very well educated. Even I am very educated. So everybody in my family has a postgraduate degree. Our family faith is Hinduism. And yeah, I mean, everybody studies a lot and does work. And yeah, we generally celebrate all the Hindu festivals that are there in our country.
Thanks for sharing that. And what would be your favorite self-confidence quote?
I really believe in perseverance, and a lot of self-confidence is rooted from there, because you have a lot of skills that you study in your college or in your school, and there are a lot of skills that you acquire only through a lot of hard work. And entrepreneurship or starting a company is definitely one of them, where you know nobody teaches you how to handle this part of initiative or this part of a company, and that only comes through when you keep doing it and you get better at it. And that's the source of self-confidence.
Thanks for sharing that. And, you know, in your own words, how do you define self-confidence?
I define self-confidence as just accepting who you are, because at least it's very, very important in case of women, because a lot of time we are just juggling around finding our own ground in terms of what the society is expecting out of us to be, what your parents are expecting out of you, what do you see yourself as.
Thanks for sharing that great definition. You know, it's so true, you know, especially growing up as Asian women, we're always told what to do, especially by our family and society. Mm-hmm. It's like we have to live a certain way, not realizing like there's so many other ways to live your life. And, you know, we have a choice to live it in our own terms. So I really love that definition that you mentioned. And, you know, what was your life like before your discovery of self-confidence?
I was a pretty confident person while I was growing up, and a lot of credit of it definitely goes to the way I was brought up. I was not very, very good at studies. I was not the brightest student in the class, but I was definitely the most confident girl in the class who did not have the fear of, you know, failing. And that I learned a lot from my father. You know, I think the moment I stopped fearing failure, that has always been my moment of self-confidence. So before that, I would say that if at any situation where I have not been confident, I have been fearful of something. And it has never been like a lie. It has never been like, okay, after this age, I have become more confident. It definitely depends on situation to situation and with people to people. I still think that I have a lot of confidence in certain things going ahead with my life at 33. And there are some things that I'm really fearful of. So I won't say that, you know, what was my life? I would say that, how is my life? If I'm not very confident about certain thing, it's because I'm calculating a lot of risk or I'm calculating a lot of failure in my mind.
Thanks for sharing that. And, you know, what was that moment in your life, especially, you know, creating Menstruopedia? What was that moment in your life when you realized you can go out there and, you know, create a change, create an impact, especially, you know, educating girls about menstruation? What was that aha moment?
The work on creating awareness about menstruation, the decision started when Tuheen and I were studying at our post-graduation at the National Institute of Design. So we used to do a lot of work together. Most of our projects were together, and that is how we fell in love with each other. Since Tuheen was the caring boyfriend that he is and he was, and not. So he was curious that, you know, why I'm not as cheerful in some days of the month as compared to the other. So I explained to him that, you know, I'm going through my periods because I get terrible periods cramp. So I told him about periods. I also shared with him the restrictions and all the misbeliefs that I had in my mind. So to him, he was completely surprised. He was like, what? You are bleeding so much and you don't die? And this happens every month and you're telling me that this is a guilty process? What happened with him is that his teacher taught him about menstruation, but he thought that this is just one-time phenomena that happens with girls. He has just two brothers in his house and his mother kept the phenomena such a secret. So in order to know more about it and help me during my cramps, he would go on the internet, look for information and share those information. When we discussed further, I realized that I did not know very basic facts about menstruation, despite I was so educated. And then it stuck to us that if we were so educated about menstruation, so educated, and we had no idea about menstruation, there would be millions of girls out there. But we saw it more like a communication design problem, because the concept is very simple, very difficult concepts of math and physics and chemistry is being taught to us as kids or at college or at high school level, but not this one. And we also saw this sense of shame, the inherent shame that surrounds the whole subject, because parents love their daughters, but somehow they end up discriminating them during their periods. They tell them to be impure, and you know that is how they raise their girls with shame. So we decided to make tools to help people feel comfortable talking about the subject, and went ahead with a comic book, because we were reading a lot about how graphic narrative is for sensitive topic in sensitive cultures to talk about sexual violence, even religious conflicts. So we thought, why not use the same tool here in India? So we were collecting a lot. So we did a lot of research. Our research was a year long, and we realized that it has nothing, like the taboo around menstruation or the secrecy, the stigma has nothing to do with whether how much are the people educated or not educated. It's everywhere. Even in the villages, the same kind of attitude towards menstruation also exists in very mainstream city dwellers. And so we were collecting a lot of stories, and we had these characters who were inspired by the real life people. And we converted it into a comic book. And it was, we did this prototype testing while we were studying at our design school, and it was really amazing. I mean, the response was really awesome, because we were very careful about keeping it culturally sensitive. There has to be no imagery that would offend parents or teachers, and we could see that the girls were opening the comic book and reading it in front of their parents or their teachers, and sometimes even boys were interested in reading it. So That is what happened in 2009 when we tested that the prototype is working. After our graduation, after our post-graduation, both of us got our jobs and we worked in an e-learning company where we learned about creating education tools for professionals and students. And then we got married. After getting married, we quit our jobs and started working on Menstrubilia full-time from 2012.
Awesome. Well, thanks for sharing that. You know, that's a great story, especially like you mentioned, right? These topics are, you know, considered a taboo and we don't even know how it started or why it started, not realizing like menstruation is a part of our bodies as women. And, you know, we should be able to talk about it freely and naturally because it's part of who we are. And, you know, because you were able to do that, go out there and help, you know, girls and women educate about menstruation and, you know, having this purpose, what's your life been like now?
I would say that, you know, I have this sense of pride in my heart. We were able to launch this Menstrubilia comic book. And so far, the book is translated into 14 different languages, 9 Indian languages, and 5 foreign languages. The book's being used as a part of school curriculum in more than 100 schools in India. And these books are locally printed in Nepal and in Uruguay, South America. And it is used to educate girls and women of that region through Menstrubilia comic book. So it feels a lot of satisfaction that at least within my lifespan, we were able to create some that girls can use throughout the world to teach and learn about menstruation.
Thanks for sharing that. You know, that's amazing how, you know, something you started in your country is now, you know, is on a global scale now, right? Yeah, you know, there's other countries that still think it's a taboo when it's not. It's like I mentioned, a part of who we are. It's, you know, it's naturally a part of us as women. So I'm really glad you're able to create that. And, you know, to the woman who's listening to your episode, she may be in her own journey of self-confidence. What would be that one tip you would give to her?
One tip, I would say determination, because when it comes to women, I know that there are a lot of things that hold us back. We think a lot about many things before taking action. A determined woman, you know, if she's a girl or if she is a grandmother or of whatever age, she is unstoppable. Like, if you have determined that you want to do something, you're absolutely, absolutely unstoppable.
Thanks for sharing that. And that's a great tip. I love how you mentioned, you know, to be a determined woman, right? I think that's a great line. And, you know, you're right. Whatever we set our mind to, we can go out there and do it. It might not always be a walk in the park, but it'll be worth it in the end. So thanks for sharing that. And if our listeners wanted to get to know a little bit more about you and what you do, or check out, you know, resources about for Menstrupedia, is there any links or social media profiles we can connect with?
Yes, you can just Google Menstrupedia and it would lead you to our website. There is also a TED Talk, so you can go to TED.com and look for Menstrupedia. You can watch my TED Talk. You can connect with us on Facebook on the name For Menstrupedia. Our Twitter handle is Menstrupedia. And we also love to use Instagram. So on Instagram also, we are with the same name. So search Menstrupedia everywhere and you should be able to reach us.
Awesome. Well, thanks for sharing that. And to our listeners, if you want to connect with Aditi, you can also head on over to thetaoofselfconfidence.com and search for Aditi's name. Her show notes will pop up along with everything else that we talked about. And I just want to thank Aditi for taking the time today to share her story and tips with us on self-confidence. So thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Sheena. Thank you so much for having me.
Not a problem. It was really great having you on the show and share your story. So listeners, be on the lookout for another new episode of another amazing woman's journey to self-confidence. And we'll talk to you soon. Bye for now.
Bye-bye.
Thank you for tuning in to another amazing episode of The Tao of Self-Confidence. Get your free audiobook by visiting our website at thetaoofselfconfidence.com. Your inner journey to self-confidence awaits.